your goddamn thing. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What do you think, Imus?
As we documented yesterday, Imus went back on the radio, Don Imus, and unfortunately had a bunch of technical problems that still exist even today.
Wow.
As he's trying his new radio venture.
Bunch of idiots.
Here's a little bit of Imus from today when he thought he was on the air.
Very good.
He's actually not on the air, but he thinks he's on the air. No.
Patricia, they can stop playing a music now. It's just going to annoy me. I mean, I like the blues, yeah. Yeah, I can hear you, but who's playing the music? Is that you?
I don't think you're on now.
I'm not on?
The Don and Mike Show.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
There is a vulgar element involved with the Don and Mike Show.
All right, hold on. We had a whole bunch of IMS. A whole bunch of faux pas.
I had heard that the show was a complete train wreck.
From the return. Rob called me this morning and said, you're so right. He was watching RFD TV. It's impossible to describe the tension.
It's a great comedy, isn't it?
That's going on in the room. Yeah.
Well, we aren't unclear what to do.
Right.
So I'm supposed to be talking? Well, I am talking. I'm just not talking to you as opposed to... Well, as Charles said, 34 minutes past the hour here on the Imus & Wayne program on the radio around the country. And
it's going well.
Wow.
Tip of the dawn of my cap to Imus. Open the phones now and release the hounds.
Absolutely.
Please. Take the all busy off the phones. Let's get to it. Just let the ladies call. Let's start the MILF fun. We have two spots left for the Strip Trivia Hannah Montana $1,000 contest tomorrow. Mm. This is it, your last shot, ladies. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Hello. What's wrong? It seems like some sort of technical problem. We're trying to give away a spot on Strip Trivia.
It's pretty ironic, don't you think, that
we're making fun and now we had a problem with that.
We do. Phones need to be reset.
That particular phone didn't.
No, they're all just the little. See when they go to the little green dot?
Mm-hmm. All we want to do on the dot of my program is have women come down and strip.
That means we're screwed.
That's all we want to do. I don't understand. We're just simply asking for some phone calls.
Phones have to reboot.
So there's been a number of articles and stuff in the paper about the technical difficulties we're having, which remain. And I, so not today, I'm not going to, my patience is, I've been worn out.
Yeah. Rather ironic, don't you think, that right now as we were playing those things, some would call that karma.
Yeah, but I'm telling you the truth when I say our microphones, are working okay. I know there have been a few articles in the newspaper about the fact that we've been soliciting for MILFs to play the Hannah Montana Strip Trivia.
Oh, they are.
When did he turn into Tom Brokaw? I'm very curious about that. Because that one thing where he comes back from commercial.
I was the morning
program. Was, oh, baby. I don't think he's ever been that bad.
No,
you
never.
Know what's great is that Tony and Kareth, they've heard none of this material. Tony has heard a little bit.
I told him all the time it's patient for me. I mean, it'll be brand new as far as that's concerned.
Every time say it'll be brand new. That's tremendous news, actually, yeah.
11 after the hour. Why does my mic have no presence in it and I sound like I'm off mic, Lou?
Now you sound like you're in another country.
Yeah, I know. Why is that?
Where they all the mics
like
sound
further
different.
Away too.
Isn't that funny?
All the different microphones sound completely unequal.
Isn't that funny? He has technical problems.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah. Technical problemas.
You know what's funny right now?
What's that?
It's that our phones are all jammed up right now.
I understand that, but as I'm talking to you, I can hear you clearly. Is that Tom Hanks laughing in the background? What the hell? Listen, what the hell is so funny?
I never watched I'm as much when he was on MSNBC, but now he's got people dressing up when they come in to do characters. Is that new?
Something we decided to add a little bit of a sizzle.
Because yesterday,
the broadcast.
Yesterday they had the Dr. Phil guy in. Yeah. I-Man.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, play that good blues.
Imus in the morning. Imus in the morning.
Yeah, we're back. That? And what the hell is wrong?
Double jingle?
That's just his double jingle there.
I don't understand. There's something terribly wrong with the program.
Can you play a little bit of the character?
Of Hulk Hogan?
Yeah. Oh, you revealed it.
Number 7. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
This was really ripping.
I'm just waiting for our own technical difficulties to work themselves out.
So we'll talk with Hulk Hogan, who is into spying. Hulk, it's always nice to see you.
It's good to see you, brother. You know, I was looking at that op-ed piece about Mitt Romney and JFK.
Yeah.
Let me write that one down.
This is some guy that just dressed up like Hulk Hogan?
Yeah, he's about built like me.
So he's a fat guy?
He's a fat guy in a red T-shirt and a yellow wig and a yellow mustache. And a kerchief around his head.
All right.
And he's yelling as Hulk Hogan.
And is it true what I read in the newspaper that Imus was angry for the entire broadcast?
I thought so, yeah.
Okay. He didn't boil over, but he appeared to be furious?
That's, yeah, just upset.
Okay.
And the set is really sort of like you would see on a high school television show.
Okay.
Huh. Two tables at right angles.
It's kind of like Wayne's World.
Well, Western Wayne's World, like Wayne's Saloon.
Like I told you yesterday, it looks out on Manhattan, on Times Square Garden.
But
the window looks out on that, but inside it looks like Captain Kangaroo's barn.
Both of you have looked in on this show, right? Is it true that Imus appears to have had a head lift? I mean, a facelift?
I couldn't tell.
I watched again today, and like I said yesterday, the picture quality
is so bad.
That it's not even like, you ever watched a show on a channel like TNT, and they say it's in high def,
but it's really not.
All they really do is not to confuse you, Regis. They just stretch the picture out.
My face is stretched out. How do I get my face to be back to normal?
I believe what they've done is the exact same thing. What do you mean? Look at that.
We're rebooting.
Look at that. That's now.
Hey.
Rob, you don't like the phones like that, do you? Look at that. Totally black.
Really?
They're back.
They're all black.
Look at there. It's just black.
Now the little green lights are coming back on.
Well, it's about time. I want to apologize for the fact that we have had that problem with the phone service right now.
Mitt Romney is JFK, brother. Mormons believe in polygamy, and JFK believed in having a lot of babes around. Brother.
You had 8 months.
Oh, no, no.
All right. Two and a half.
Two and a half days we got by, brother.
I predicted that was coming.
All right.
Can we get costumes?
That's painful.
Thank goodness we had those tapes of his technical difficulty to help us with our technical difficulty.
Well, I think that worked out nicely. I believe that.
Is that the little screen that means it's being rebooted?
You should be rebooted now.
Rebooting? Rebooting. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Meow.
Worth it.
Oh, well, at least.
This is Buzz's number one fan, meow.
All right, at least the phones are back up and we know that they are operational.
And now, you know, every time we get a call like this, it is blocking a potential mom that would like to win tickets to Hannah Montana her child. And that's what we're looking for. Not you, sir.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don.
Oh, another guy.
Yeah.
Another guy. Hi, welcome to the Sausage Fest.
Nice to see you. I just wanted to make sure the phones were working.
Oh, it's, you know, Rob, I didn't even realize that was you.
Me neither.
It's just me. Chala. I must go.
You're blocking
number one fan. Great job with rebooting the phones. Great job, guys. Gotta go. Number one fan.
Number one fan.
You got me. Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Gentlemen.
Hey, what's happening?
Yeah, coincidentally, the fat guy on Imus, also named Rob.
All right. Oh, but is it spelled with two B's?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Don.
Hi.
I'm not calling for the MILF, but please don't laugh at me, but what is a MILF?
It's a mom I'd like to F.
Oh, thank you.
Well, you just you never knew what that meant?
No, I didn't. I'm a little nerdy.
Do you think you would fall into that category?
Oh, No. I have a little saggage, and, you know, I'm 47. And
okay. No, I mean, I was just asking, not to play the game or anything. I was just curious.
No, I like buffalo wings and beer.
But if you heard that term, is the first time you heard that term on this show?
It is the first time I've heard that term on your show. I've heard a lot of first-timers on your show.
It's been out there for a long time. And, you know, no matter what you think of yourself, I bet that one of – do you have kids?
No, I don't have any kids.
Well, then you wouldn't hear the term.
If you did, I bet one of them would have a – if you had a young son, maybe he would have a friend that no matter what you think of yourself would still consider you to be a MILF.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
You know what? You guys are awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right.
A pleasure doing business with you.
Bye.
And there's a whole subculture of that MILF thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can see it, you know, it's right next to the Japanese pornography.
because there's some kids that even from a young age, they just want to get it on with a big, sloppy, fat woman.
Stacy's mom.
Are you a big, sloppy, fat woman?
Hey, I would have back when I was a kid.
Sure.
Well, I mean, but didn't we all have the moms in the neighborhood, too, that were the hotties that all the boys fantasized
Hello,
about.
Don and Mike Show.
Sure did.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hey, the fat guy on Ibis, his name's Rob Bartlett. He's a professional comedian, and basically what he does is he just chimes in now and then, and he, you know, pumps things into Ibis's ear so he can say funny stuff now and then.
That's really wonderful, but let's just stop and think about all the guys that are calling now and taking up space that could be filled by women.
I just wanted to make sure the phones worked.
Bye!
Well, trust me, they do, my friend. Thanks. Hello, Dynamite Show.
Yeah, about this Hannah Montana thing, I don't know if you've heard that in an attempt to cash in on the hype, Joe Montana's daughter is actually doing some shows out in Las Vegas. Yellow, yeah. Jack.
Wow. Blocking another call.
That could have been a mom.
Mm-hmm.
Hannah Montana.
I haven't heard anything about that.
I haven't either, Rob.
I don't think it's-
Let's hope you don't.
I just saw Joe go through 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines. See, the thing is, if you've called the show before, I don't know how our software works. Maybe someone can explain this to me. If you've called the show before, it comes up with your name, mm-hmm. your first name,
right,
and your phone number. So Joe just saw that we had 12 guys on the line.
Mm-hmm. 12 men.
By their name. And he just hung up on all of them.
Ejected.
We want women.
What happens is we automatically get the phone number. We have a caller ID service for that. But if they've been entered in as a name to that number, it'll bring the name up.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I called up and it saw my number, it would say Rob.
So right now I can already say this call's not been screened, but hello, Doug.
Hey, Don.
This would be...
There you go.
Hi, Doug. Are you enjoying the program today?
It's nice.
Hey, I got something great for you guys.
Doug, I asked you a question.
What's up?
I said, are you enjoying the program today?
Yes, I am.
How many times has Doug called?
Doug has called 6 times.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, he's called 58 times, and he's made it on the air 6 times.
Nice percentage, Doug.
Ah, shut up.
Shut up, you.
Doug, my friend, we're...
Look, the old...
You know, hold on as I look now. Doug, Doug, Steve, Ken, Bill, Mark. Now, are you guys doing this just to screw with us?
Yeah.
Seriously. Again, Joe didn't screen this call. This guy is named Ken.
We want Shelly, Rachel, Midge.
He's called 38 times. Midge. He's gotten through 7 times.
He's not helping us today.
Hello, Ken?
Yes.
Ken, now that you're not the first one that is called with the female voice.
I'm a milk blocker. Bye.
See, that's it.
Yeah.
It's almost, here's a strange thing, it's almost like they're jealous. It's almost like they're jealous that for one small moment in time, we are catering to the female members of our audience. It's almost like they're having trouble handling that.
Everybody's blocking them out.
This is very, very frustrating.
Joe just had to clear the line.
This didn't happen the other day when you gave kind of a sneak attack and you just brought it up for the first time. And all of a sudden, there they were. Now it's the guys that are calling going, hello.
I forgot this.
Oh.
These are the last 2 tickets. And we're giving them away tomorrow.
Right.
Now, is it the snow? Are the moms out there so panicky because of the snow?
No, nothing is more important than Hannah Montana tickets.
See, I'll tell you, again, behind the curtain with Oz here, on my side, every time somebody calls,
right,
I can see without even answering the call, they don't have to be
that
screamed.
But it's a Fred.
I can see it.
Or a Sam.
In this case, Jeremy.
Jeremy, what are you doing to us?
Hey, what's up?
36 times he's called, five times he's made it through.
I just wanted to say real quick, guys. First of all,
Jeremy, hold on. I'm going to stop you before you say what you want to say.
Joe, okay. Joe, don't hang up on all these guys yet, please. Yes.
Jeremy, I want to ask you this question. Jeremy, what are we trying? What are we trying to do right now? What is the last piece of business that we're trying to tie up here? The last two.
You're trying to get a hold of some hot little MILFs.
Right.
Right. And they're all trying to call right now, and they can't get through even after the phones have been fixed.
Because I was actually going to give you over to my wife, though, if you don't mind.
Well, hello.
Well, now then why don't you do that?
I was just going to say one thing. That's a shame that nobody in New York City can play the game.
It's a shame that nobody in New York can play the game.
It is a shame.
I don't understand why that's a problem.
Is that where area code 585 is from?
You couldn't make it in the market there. You know what I mean?
Oh, here we go.
Oh, for God's sake.
So, see, here's a guy that's got an agenda really drunk.
Mike, hold on. We've got a guy who's stuck in the year 2000.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
A guy who apparently is reading message boards from the year 2000.
Well, that's right, Don.
Well, Jeremy, are you enjoying yourself? Are you bored this afternoon?
Mike, as a fat Giants fan, how many years did you lose off your life on that game on Sunday?
I can't get you because you're too distorted. I really couldn't understand. Bye!
Well, anyway.
I mean, it's one of these guys that was talking like this.
I can just tell you, though, looking at all the lines that Joe's not cleared. Zach!
Yes.
You're killing us. Brian.
What are we
doing? Brian.
Oh. This is Dog the Bounty Hunter.
You're killing us.
All I heard in the background was Dog the Bounty. What the hell's going on?
And they're all
hello,
right.
Sherman.
Oh, who's this?
I'm not making these names up. Sherman.
Sherman, Mr. Peabody.
Hello.
It's another one. Jesus Christ.
Hello, Steve. Steve.
My dad work. How many times have I called? How many times have I got in?
Okay. Oh, my God. You've called 53 times. It's the second time you've made it.
Oh, now guys want to know what their percentages
what their
are.
Their stats.
I don't know. See, Rob, you started that.
Yeah. Hold on.
Thank God.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
I am such a MILF-blocking dick. I just wanted you to know that.
You know what?
Female name on the screen?
Must have been his wife's phone. First name was Sherry.
I shouldn't be laughing. Laughing only encourages them.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
I want to join the contest. I got a 12-inch thong.
Of course you do, Bob.
Now that we have identified that it's a problem.
Hello, Chris.
That's right. And you said, is it a Chris man or a Chris woman?
See, now what you must know is this is not like when you're listening to standard talk radio and they say, John, you're next. I'm taking these calls on screen. That's why everybody's radio is up loud.
And the software allows you to see the name.
For instance, what kind of a dick tries to screw up our bit? A guy named Ray.
Hi, Ray.
Hey, Ray. Jerk off.
Ray?
Ray Jerkoff.
Ray.
That's the name that you've used 39 times when you've called. This is the fifth time.
You have no clue.
What do you mean?
This is my second time I've ever called you, and the first time Joe hung up on me.
Are you calling from area code 775, and are the first three numbers of your phone 219?
Yes.
There have been 39 calls from this phone to our show five times. Somebody.
Well, your information is incorrect.
No!
There's no way. I mean, it's
You can trust a guy like that.
Wow.
Randall. Why are you screwing our show up, Randall?
Randall.
Sorry, man.
Hold on.
Okay, I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, guys.
You know, why is the audience working against us?
Because they're having fun.
These are the same guys that tomorrow are going to be...
Oh, they're going to love the show tomorrow.
They're going to
be
laying on their couches with creams for 4 hours.
It was bad at first, but then when we spotlighted it, it got worse. But let's not let that take away from the fact that we have a lady on the line.
Hi there. What's your name?
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi, I'm Stacy.
Stacy, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from outside of Baltimore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's close enough to play our game tomorrow.
Sure is.
I have a question.
Yes,
ma'am. Do you guys have any sisters coming down tomorrow?
Do we have any women of color?
This will shock you, ma'am. Even though Rob works here, it's not one of the questions that we ask.
Yeah, it really isn't. We don't really
we don't know.
Care most of the time. But are you black?
I am
am a woman of color.
A woman of color.
Why don't you join, darling? I love brown sugar.
We'd be delighted.
Are you a MILF? That's the most important thing.
I believe so. I'm 5'7", 125 pounds.
That's fine. Celebrity you most resemble, perhaps?
We need that.
I've heard Nia Long.
Who is that?
Oh, she's hot as balls.
What show is she on?
I have seen her on. Was she on anything with the? Is it?
He was in Boiler Room.
Yeah, okay. you remember the girl?
Oh,
the girl,
yes,
the girl that worked
the receptionist the girl in Boiler Room,
at the front desk in Boiler Room.
Hello.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Welcome to the game.
You going to play the game with us tomorrow?
I would love to come down. And
thank
play the
you,
game with you guys tomorrow.
Thank you. So, what's your name? Stacy.
Cecilia.
Oh, Cecilia. You said Stacy.
Should I get a wax first before I come down?
Yeah, go ahead. It's
no,
up to you.
No, let it grow.
You really want her to.
Let it grow like a garden. Hold on there. Stacy or Cecilia?
Cecilia.
All right, that means one more spot to go.
Uh-huh. Boy, yeah, now all I'm doing is thinking about the woman in Boiler Room.
One more spot. Except we have dickheads like Brent.
I believe so.
Hello, Brent.
Hello.
Brent, turn your radio down,
for starters.
Or we could just say, Eric, why are you wasting our time, Eric?
I'm a truth, a transsexual.
Or we could say, Bill. Oh, poor Bill, what an awful record this guy has. 11 times he's called, first time he's made it on the air.
Wow, and really, all you're doing is you know, using him as an example.
Bill?
Your way to beautiful girl.
Do not play Sean Kingston to us.
Oh, my God.
Brad? Hello, Brad.
Stop picking on Brian. Leave him alone.
Jesus, Brad, we're calling you out. Todd?
Yo.
What's your major malfunction?
How's it going?
Todd.
Todd,
hey, what's my percentage, man?
That's all they're doing.
27,
now they want to know their percentage.
27 times you've called the show. 6 times you've made it through.
That's awesome.
Congratulations.
Yeah, shut up.
6 out of 27.
Right.
Shut up!
Todd.
Keep your own staff.
You knew there was going to be a Todd in there, but my favorite was Sherman. Sherman.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Well.
Bye, Phil.
Hey,
man. Don and Mike, hello.
What's up?
What's happening, Holmes?
How you doing?
What can we do for you?
I was just calling to get on the air.
That's all we got is just H-O-M-E-S.
Right.
H-O-M-E-S. This guy's a champ. 38 times, first time through.
Well, listen to him. Listen
first
to
time
him.
Through.
I know why.
I give a tip of the hat to Joe on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Al.
Hi, Don and Mike.
You waste much too much time. You've called the show 66 times.
Ooh.
This is the 10th time you've made it through.
I'm out of here then. Eject.
Yeah, see?
It's only needed.
That's what they want.
Hey, keep your own statistics.
Okay? That's what they want. Hey, but you know what? Hey, I think it's a triumph that we got Cecilia.
Hello, Chris.
Yep.
What's my number?
Chris, you suck. You've called 30 times. You've made it through 3 times.
That is the worst.
That's a terrible percentage.
You're awful.
And you know, it's a good chance with the guys knowing these stats that they could try harder.
And here's a wild card for you. We have some people that call the show, and they come up as several names.
I see.
Huh.
Hello, several names.
Hey, what's up? This I am a MILF pimp.
Yeah, this douchebag has called us 85 times with several names. He has only gotten through 17, and he's one of the people that Joe has marked down.
Oh,
what,
so he's
what
been.
What name do you have me as?
So he's been flagged.
We have you as several names.
I'm Mickey.
Is that what you are today?
No, that's my name, Mickey. Sacramento.
I doubt it.
Make a note of it.
Will.
And he's calling from Sacramento, the land of aliases.
Hello, Will.
Hey, you didn't ask that last girl any questions. You need.
Will.
Need
Will, we could have a girl. And we could be asking her questions right now if you weren't on the phone. And, Will, we did get the most important question. She looks like the hot chick in Boiler Room.
What's my percentage?
No, he doesn't get that information. You don't get it, Will. You have not earned it.
You should be able to know all professional baseball players, mm-hmm. know their batting average. And, Mike, I've not followed the game for a while, but you tell me. Is it only the most qualified players that actually can compute as they are going to first base.
Right.
Either their minus points or their plus points or their batting average.
That is exactly right. That is how they do it. The good players. The good players know
what I'm saying.
Every single at bat. They know when they're standing on first base how many points they've raised their average by.
I mean, I read that somewhere about that guy, George Brett, mm-hmm. for the Kansas City right. Royals.
Yeah, the guys that are students of the game. I mean, they pay attention to it.
This guy would go up to the plate and say, I'm hitting 272. He would hit a double, and he would immediately know, okay, my average is now 278.
You ever see players that get mad when they walk? When they get walked, they get pissed off because right. they don't raise their average by right. getting a base hit. It's very frustrating for them. Much like our callers.
Like John.
Am I the lucky caller?
Or maybe Kyle. Kyle.
Yes.
Kyle, I hate to ask this, but what can we do for you?
$5. Get you anything you want.
This tool has called us one. This guy may have the worst record we've heard thus far today.
Really?
142 times, and he has made it through five times.
Mm. Woohoo!
You know what we've done now? Seriously.
I know.
There's a MILF out there that doesn't even stand a chance.
We'll do this later.
Tickets.
We'll find one more woman.
We'll have to be sneaky.
It'll be a sneak attack. As Bill Parcells says, mm-hmm. it'll be a jab attack.
That's it, because now everybody wants to know their score.
When we come back, something we can all agree on,
yes.
no matter what name it is or how many times you've called the show, happy Hanukkah.
Hanukkah.
Well, Mike the Hanukkah guy, we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.